Hello again, everyone. This is my fifth audio, and this time I'm going to talk about how to bring a character to life. Now, this story that I'm going to tell, it happened in real life, in real time. I have written a blog about it, and I have reblogged it several times, but now I'm going to do it as audio, so we'll see whether it makes a difference to your mind as you listen to the story. And of course, many of you would have heard this story for the first time. So this also I'm going to put in my second book. In fact, I have already put this story in my second book. This is another dream that I had years ago, and as I woke up, I had this kind of a flash dream or flash vision of this character. This character was, he was a tall man, elderly, scruffy, and he had a beard. He wore a long, either dark grey or black coat, and he carried an old doctor's bag. In my dream, or the vision, he smelled old and musty, as though he had been walking the earth for a long time, throughout many lifetimes. And he walked with a hunch, and he seemed to be in a hurry, like he had to be somewhere or to see someone. And in my vision, if you asked him where he was going, he would always say, "I'm going to see someone." Wherever it was he was going, he was focused on getting to that destination. I don't know how I knew, but in his vision, he was a time traveller. He was able to go anywhere he wanted, to any dimensions and any world. Any worlds. And in my vision, if he was held up at our border agency and they asked him, you know, "Where are you going?" And as I said, he would always say, "I'm going to see someone." You could never get another word out of him. And as he kind of smelled funny, people were in a hurry to, you know, let him go because they didn't like the aroma of him in their face. In my vision, his name was Alba. This was like, you know, a fantastic vision. I don't know what, but it kind of moved me, and I had to write it all down. I thought to myself, you know what, this is a good piece to put in a story. I didn't know whether I was going to put it in my next book or whatever, but I thought this is good. So I wrote it down with passion in a journal where I put my thoughts, and I just left it at that. And then suddenly, you know, I just got on with my life. And then suddenly, I kept seeing this character. And you can see he looked out of time. And I thought, my goodness, there's that man that I wrote about. The long coat, the bag. And he was walking as though he was going somewhere. And over the next 2 weeks, I just kept seeing him. And I was, you can see he didn't belong to this time. And I know everyone in the area, you see people day to day, and he didn't look like he belonged here. Anyway, so one day I was shopping in my local supermarket, and I happened to come out of the supermarket, and he was just across a few yards ahead of me. And he turned around and he looked at me, and I was shocked. I thought, oh my goodness, he's staring at me. He's looking in my direction. We made eye contact. I was a bit scared because I didn't know what to do. Anyway, I put my head down and pretended that I didn't see him. But I could sense that he was coming over to me. And when I looked up, there he was standing before me. I was apprehensive as I looked at him. He looked exactly like the description of my fictional character. And at the time, I had already decided that he's going to go in my next book. You know, I looked at him, this tall old man, scruffy with a beard. He wore a long coat. He carried his black kind of doctor's bag, and he smelled very musty. We were locked in a gaze, and then suddenly he spoke. "Hello, how are you?" "I'm fine, thank you," I replied. Then he spoke again. "What's your name?" "Dora," I said. "What's my name?" "I'm sorry?" "What's my name?" he repeated. "Alba," because that was the name I gave him in my book. "No," he retorted. And again he said, "What's my name?" "I don't know," I said. He looked at me intensely, and for a few seconds there was silence. Then he said, "My name is," he paused, "I'm going to see someone." And with that remark, he walked off. And as he walked off, he looked back at me slowly, gave a wry smile, and carried on walking into the crowd. I was dumbstruck. I just stood there. I couldn't believe it. What just happened? I thought. I was so shocked. All that day, I couldn't concentrate as I tried to analyse and go over and over again in my mind what happened. I didn't know whether I wrote him and created him from the power of my thought, or whether he was in existence already and he knew that I was writing about him and he came to see who is this person who is writing about him. I didn't know what was going on. I tried so hard to think, is it this, is it that? And all that day, I couldn't work. And again, when I told people, and I only told a couple of fellow authors, because I thought, well, being as an author, you'll understand, you may understand these things. And equally, they thought that I was mad, crazy, you know. One person said, oh, it's just a friend playing tricks on you. But how will they know? I've told no one about this, you see. So I thought, wow, you know what, that is fantastic. So he's in my second book. And as my fellow friends know, I've finished the first draft of my book. And he's in the last chapter where he will end up at a station in London in the 21st century, and maybe that's when he will come to East London and we may meet up again. But one of my readers at the time when I first wrote about it, Don Rice Jr., he said that it was a very good story, and he said that I should go ahead and write the story, you know, put it in my book. At the time, I was really scared, and I had to stop writing about him, but I'm very brave now, so I have done so. He's in my book, and so I hope you enjoy that story. And if there are any authors out there who this has happened to you, you wrote about a character, and suddenly you're seeing him in real life, please let me know. Write to me and let me know. Send me a message on Facebook or whatever and let me know, because I can't be the only person on earth whom this has happened to. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed the story, and look forward to speaking with you again. Bye for now.